Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March the 4th, 1861, the Barbadian newspaper carried a report on a visit to Carrington's Valley Estate in St. Philip by His Royal Highness Prince Alfred, the fourth child and second son of Queen Victoria. The estate had belonged to the Carrington family since 1708 and was one of the biggest and most successful plantations in St. Philip. Prince Alfred, who was just 16 years old, was a midshipman on a Royal Navy ship that was visiting the island. There was much excitement as the eager crowd awaited Prince Alfred's arrival to inspect the sugar works at Carrington's. The newspaper reported, "At an early hour of the morning, the highways of the parish were thronged with people. Carriages of all descriptions, horsemen, well-dressed persons of the middle classes, and the humble labourer with joyous countenance were wending their way to Carrington's to do honour to the second son of Her Most Gracious Majesty, Queen Victoria. At the entrance into the estate from the public highway, there was erected a beautiful triumphal arch with the motto, Welcome Victoria's Son. The buildings of the plantation were dressed with evergreens and flowers of the choicest description, and in prominent places, appropriate mottoes of loyalty and welcome in letters of gold were conspicuous to the view. The beauty and elegant dresses of the ladies, with their rich bouquets of flowers, had a most pleasing appearance and gave a graceful finish to the whole. After the prince and his large entourage arrived, the excitement reached fever pitch. It is impossible for us to command language adequate to describe the scene at this moment. The voices of 10,000 persons rent the air with hurrahs and cheers. The road was one mass of people, the very roofs and tops of carriages, and every wall and raised position being covered with loyal subjects. The waving of handkerchiefs, the continued shouts of the inhabitants, and the true feelings of loyalty displayed were most gratifying to the heart of every individual who had the good fortune to be present. After listening to an explanation of the process of sugar making and touring the boiling house, the mill, and the distillery, the prince paused for a photograph with his party, surrounded by cane cutters with large bundles of cane on their heads, before departing. At the period of His Royal Highness's departure, the newspaper wrote, the number of people had increased, as there was great anxiety to see the prince. But the conduct of all, particularly the labouring population, even with this anxiety, was most decorous. The way to the carriage was kept perfectly clear, and what their eyes failed to see, their hearts gave full expression to, as the hurrahs and cheers were kept up until the carriages were out of sight. And the report concludes, the day will long be remembered by the inhabitants of St. Philip.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.